Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Lamed Tet, and we are holding on one line up from Lamed Chet Amud Beit. However, we are holding in the middle of a very, very complex sugya, and I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Which page?
The page is Lamed Tet, but you left the door open, which is not a good idea. I mean, I know that your old apartment definitely wasn't very airtight, but I'd say, gosh. So, our problem is this. We had two ma'amarot yesterday. I'll leave it to Rav. One, in which Rav was quoted as saying that if you are magdish your eved, that eved is yotzei lecheres. That's how Rav quoted Rav. And then Rav Yosef quoted Rav to say, if you're mavkir your eved, the Eved is Yotze Lecheres. But if you're Magdish, then not. Because then we would understand that the meaning is that the Hegdish, you're actually being Magdish, the dummy of the Eved. Now, remember that this involved us in some very curious issues, which are not really so much Gittin issues, but which in order to understand the sugya we had to go into. And there is major differences in understanding between Tosfos' understanding and Rashi's understanding about what exactly the issue is over here. Normally we know that it is possible to give something that you have ownership on. It's possible to give that thing to the Berek HaBayit. And if you give that thing to the Berek HaBayit, then the halacha would be that the Berek HaBayit owns the value of the thing, it sells the thing. And that means that you gave the whatever was worth. Now, for some reason, by Hamagdish Avdo, we don't consider that to be a possibility at all. Right? Now, Rashi understands that the reason we don't consider that to be a possibility is because either the person would be saying when it's Kodesh, it would be Kodesh in terms of Kedusha Zaguf, which is ridiculous. Because obviously, you can't make him Kodesh Aguf to be able to bring him on the Mizbeach. What? That's not called Kodesh Aguf. That would just be dumb, right? And he's not Roy to be Kedusha Zedomim either. Now, why would he not be Roy for Kedusha Zedomim? So Rashi's understanding is he's not Roy for Kedusha Zedomim because since it's Shayach on him, a Mloshan of Kedusha in the sense of his Kedusha as a Ben Yisroel, if somebody says that he's Kodesh, literally that terms that his own being is Kodesh, the first level of interpretation would be that his own being is Kodesh to be a Jew. Because when you're talking about an Eved, the immediate thing that comes into your mind is that this is a person who is lacking Kedusha as Yisroel. And when you say, I want him to be Kodesh, what you mean is I want to make him free. And I want to turn him into a Kedusha Yisrael. What is this like, says Rashi? It's like somebody who takes a behemoth tamima and he says, I'm giving this to the Berek HaBayit. So the halacha is over there. By definition, since it's Shayach, the level of Kedusha on this thing should belong to the Mizbeach, that's the first thing that happens. In a yotzei min Mizbeach la'olam, and it's nitfas immediately to the Mizbeach. That is a pretty shocking interpretation. But Rashi learns it's the same idea. If it's Shayach, an interpretation of actual Kedusha, which is an amazing way of looking at it, Rashi holds that Kedusha as Yisrael is equivalent to the Kedusha of a Korban. In the same way that it's something that is Tumim would go to the Mizbeach, a Ben Adam who is Shayach to Kedusha as Yisrael because it was all Nitpal as an Eved for Avi Yisrael, would automatically become a Ben Yisrael. Amazing, amazing comparison. That gives you a whole different sense of the meaning of Kedusha by Yisrael. Hegdash. Fantastic. But of course, this leaves open a third possibility. The third possibility could be that it is possible to say that when I make something Hegdash, I owe its value to Hegdash, which is a completely different idea. The problem is that in order to accomplish that type of relationship, you would have to say the dummim of this thing is a lie, not that this thing is Kodesh. Dama Falai. That's not what you said in this case. Since you didn't say Dami Malai, you don't mean Kedushas Haguf. So therefore, the default position, Taina's Rabba in Rav, the default position is that if you said that Lashon on your Eved, you made him into a Jew. Okay? Rabbi Yosef holds
that Rav... religious to the Hekdish, then you made him into a Jew, and now...
Nothing. No relation to Hekdish.
Money...
Nothing. You were only using the Lashon Hekdesh, meaning that you want him to be Jewish. He should be Kedah. That's all that it meant. Okay, well, we won't go to Tosfos now. So this is how Rashi learned it yesterday. That left us with some serious problems in the Rava's definition of Rav from various Braitot. And first we said, okay, if we see that it's Shayach, that the Hegdish actually owns the Eved, and we definitely see this in one Braita, because the Braita says that the Gizbar can sell him, and the person can buy himself from the Gizbar. I mean, so obviously, that is not Domi Alai, because then there's no Gizbar if it's Domi Alai, as the Gemara points out. Right? And obviously, he made the Eved himself, Kodesh, to work for the Berek Abayit, owned by the Berek Abayit. That is definitely not like that shot in Rav, according to the way Rabba was learning. There's no way the Rav could agree with that. So fine. So Rabba says, okay, so what's wrong? So Rav doesn't agree with it. Rav is a Tana and he's Pali. Now today, but that means that we really do have three completely different understandings of the nature of using the word Kodesh by this Eved. Okay? Today we want to show further, not like Rav. So we start now with this Toshma. Ha-magdish avdo, o-seva o-chel, shalo higdish el-adamav. Now, the last thing that Rav would have said is that he was magdish damav, because that was the one thing that Rav was quoting. L'damav lo ka'amar. He never said it's kodesh l'damav. And therefore, whatever it means, it doesn't mean l'damav. So how in the world does it say over here in this braita? He's magdish v'ochel mishnah. Answers the Gemara, you're forgetting that there's another Man D'Amar that we often find, that Rebbe Meir, and since Rebbe Meir is the author of all these Mishnah, so how many Rebbe Meir? Remember that Rebbe Meir, the primary case where Rebbe Meir said this, where was somebody says the Erech of this infant is Alai. Now the halacha is, of course, the Torah never provided an erech for an infant. The Torah only provides an erech b'ben shloshim yom.
Because they're priceless?
Oh, isn't that sweet? So therefore there couldn't be an erech for pokas b'ben shloshim.
Or they're not worth anything.
And therefore, what did the person really mean? He really meant dummy. Why? Because Rebbe Meir, from there we learn Rebbe Meir's Shita, that in Adam Motzid Vorav Levatala, a person says something he intended. The fact that he didn't phrase it properly is not the issue. He intended to give the value of this child on the Eved market, right? So fine, whatever that would be. He didn't say it right, he said Erech. So he wasn't properly Mavdil in his language between Erechin and Domi. But since Ein Adam Motzid Vorav Levatala, so that's the same idea over here. Somebody's Magdish Avdo, what do you think he really means? He must really mean that the value of the Eved he wants to give to Hekdesh.
And he keeps the Eved?
Pays whatever the Domi mar, like you always do with Domi. Hokinami Mistavra, by the way, it must be that it's going on Libet Rabbi Meir, because read along, okay? The Ketani Sefer. If a person is magdish himself, he's also osev ha'ochash lo higdish el adamav. Tell me, what do you think that's supposed to mean? I mean, if it's going a libido be meir, fine. So then you could say that the guy who's being magdish over here, even though obviously he doesn't really have any value, but it says if he said the dummy alai, so there's a halacha that a person, even though he's a Beit Horon and does not have current value on the Eved market, can't be sold. But nonetheless, the Torah said, be marich what he would be worth if he could be sold. And that's a new concept of giving dummy. So, Bishlam, if you'll tell me it's going only to Rebbe Meir, So then, fine, shop it. If you try to tell me that the Tanakhama was going Alibi de Rabbon, and therefore Rav really doesn't make sense, because even the Rabbanan are willing to say that when a person is Magdish and Eved, it means that he's Magdish the Eved's value, but that's because an Eved has value. So we don't take the words that he says and give them a completely different legal interpretation. We're simply saying, what is the meaning of the word he's Kadosh? The meaning of the word he's Kadosh is that his value is Kadosh. But you can't say that about a Ben Chorin. What's a Ben Chorin going to say? I'm Kodesh. It's ridiculous. I'm Kodesh. Elam what? He said dummy. He didn't say dummy. So if he had dummy, we could say, I'm Kodesh, meaning that my value is Kodesh. I understand. But to create a concept of dummy where there is no dummy, that's a whole different parsha in the Torah. Make pretend that there is dummy. So that's called dummy versus erechim. But in order to be mitchayev in such a thing, you need to say so. And he never said so. Unless we're going like Rabbi Meir, that even when a person doesn't say anything similar to what needed to be said, we understand his intent and we interpret his words as such. Because they don't know Tzidvar Levatala. So it must be that the entire thing is going on Libra Rabbi Meir, and therefore it's under Gerav.
We look at Ben Chorin as if he was evident, and yes, he has done
so what? So you bring me another example where the Torah was Mechadish, that in order to create an analog to a concept of Nezek, we give money. Money is an analog for Nezek. Money is, that's why it's a Nezek is Knas on some level. That there's Inyanim of Gezeres HaKosov by Nezek, that's Chiddush, and so on. There's all of these concepts, right? Because there is no real moment. The Torah is creating an analog for payment for damages, but it isn't really that you're paying him back for anything. You can't pay him back. It's the same way that the Torah is creating an analog for payment.
Analog means a commercial, right?
No.
What's analog? It's like an English word analog.
I don't know. It means something that's a made by Mekame.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Lemeketanoi. Is it possible that this whole question about the Mavkir Avdo and the Magdish Avdo. Maybe this is a Machlokas Tanoi. Where do we see it? Because here we find a Machlokas about a Magdish Avdo, whether there's a din of Me'ila, which would imply that he's Hagdish, on the Eved. So a Magdish Avdo says the Tanakama in Ma'alimbo. There's no Me'ila on that Eved. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, well, there is, a little bit. His hair, you can be Me'ila. So, I mean, immediately that makes you recognize, that means that there's another issue over here. The other issue over here is whether an Eved has a din of Karka. If an Eved has a din of Karka, then Stam ein Me'ila b'Karka Ot. But that wouldn't mean that he's not Kodesh. It would just simply mean that there's no din of Me'ila. And then the question is, his hair is not considered to be connected, as we'll see why it might not be considered to be connected. And maybe, therefore, this involves other issues. But first, we take it Kipshutai. Kipshuto my labaka miflage mar sover kadosh or mar sover lo kadosh. Oh, come on. If that was the machlokas, so then why in the world would we argue about whether there's me'ila? Which you should argue, is he kadosh or not kadosh? What are we talking about? Me'ila, not me'ila. It's a secondary implication of whether he's kadosh or not. Hai mo'alimbo ve'id mo'alimbo. What should it have said? Kadosh ve'ino kadosh mi'boile, right? So obviously, it's taken for granted over here that everybody agrees that it's Kadosh, which is not like Rav, the way Rav was learning. And therefore, they're arguing in something else. They're arguing about whether Mar Shavar Avda Kibekar Koidam. He says, Tanakama holds in Malimbo because an Eved is compared to Karkaot. Umar Shavar Kibetadulay Dami. As far as the Dinim of Me'ilas are concerned, then it's the same as Metaltalin. No. Because the Yochem, I mean, if that were the case, why are we talking about his hair? And we should be talking about the actual body of the Eved. If you use an Eved of Hegdash, you would be Mayo. Why do we have to talk about the hair? So on the contrary, everybody agrees the Eved is Kodesh. Everybody agrees that there's no din of Me'ila on the goof of the Eved because Ein Me'ila B'Karkaot. And the question is whether if this Eved has long hair, so then it's Sa'aro Ha'omed Li Gazez, so then it's a made to go to the barber. And that's the question. Marasovaki goes, this is dummy. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds, look, if he's going to be going, cutting off his hair anyway, then his hair is no longer kakarka. And the Tanakhama says, no, as long as it's attached, it's considered to be not kagazuz, and it's still kakarka, therefore ein mu'alimbo. So would that mean that this machlokas tanoim is the equivalent of the following Mishnah, of the way there's a machlokas tanoim, ka'ani tanoim? It's not, because here we learn lagabe the halacha of shvua. And the din is, we do not make a shvua on an argument about karkaot. We only make a shvua on metaltele. And over there, Rabbi Meir said in his second Shavuot, Yesh dvarim shem kekarka. There are things that you would think are karka and you wouldn't be nishba alayhem, but they're not like karka. And indeed, you are nishba alayhem. And the chachomim disagree. Vein chachomim odim lo. Let me give you an example of such a case, continues the Mishnah. Ketza. Ezer gifanim tu'unot masarti l'cha. Here we have a machlokas of a mode of a mikzat. A guy says, I asked you to watch 10 vines, and they were loaded down with grapes. And I asked you to take good care of them, and now I've come to collect, and somebody's been eating my grapes. There aren't no grapes. And the other one says, well, it was actually pretty good, but there were only 5. Now, those grapes are on the vine, and they're connected, and you would think, says Rabbi Meir, therefore, that they have a din of karka, and this is a made of a mixas and karka, and there's no din of shvua. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Meir, enam kekarka. They're not really like karka, and you have to swear. The chachomim omrim, no, they're connected to the ground, they have a din of the ground. Zekolam achub lekarka re kekarka. What does that have to do with Moshe's hair, I mean with the hair in this case? We're talking about anavim omdotli batser ikabinayim. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim was talking about ripe grapes that are ready to be harvested. And that's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir holds, look, since they're holding by going to the barber, so to speak, in other words, you're about to collect these grapes, they have a din of bitzurot, and therefore you're not arguing about karka, you're arguing about grapes. Whereas Rabbanan say, lavke bitzurot namya. No, they're not considered to be already collected. So apparently this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim about anavim omdotli batzer is the equivalent of sar omedli gazez, right? Says anyone wrong. A few times Rabbi Meir, how can you compare hair to grapes? Hair, the longer it grows, the nicer it is. Grapes, the longer you leave them on the vine after they ripen, the worse they become. So Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Meir Atam Ela Ba'anavim the Kama the Kayamim Mikhash Kechish, they get weaker and weaker as you leave them. Mashen King Shimshon Agibor, the longer he let his hair grow, the more powerful it was. So over here, Be'ocha Kama Dekoi, as long as the hair keeps growing, it's better. Hashbuchi Mishpach, it gets nicer and nicer.
Oh, you can use this argument.
Definitely. Next time they start shouting at you, you say, Befer Shigamora Gitin, not one at that. Kama Dekaimen, Mikhash Kishi, I understand. Who do you hold like?
and call me up and I'll back you up.
Kisalik Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, when Reb Chiya Bar Yosef made Aliyah, Omar Lahashmai to the Rav Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. He said over this maimer of Rav of Amavkir Avdei in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you're kidding. Omar Rav Hochi? Rav said that Amavkir La'avdei Yatzele Chirut? What do you mean? What? He himself said that. What's he sitting over there? Oh, Rav said that as if it's outrageous. V'ul Omar Hochi? Didn't he say that? V'ul Omar Rabbi Yochanan? No. He was happy. He was saying, wow, they got indulgent people over there too. Rav said, like me. Or others say what happened was that they quoted to him that Rav said, but he didn't end, they didn't say what he ended with, which was, and he thought that Rav was saying that he doesn't need a get shichrut. And that if you're mafkir, he's yotzel chirus automatically without further ado, and he can marry a bat chorin. So Ikadame lo simua kame, they didn't complete the statement. Omar lay, and what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, that's all that Rav said? He didn't say, v'lomar Rav tzarek get shichrur? He didn't say like I said? And this is Rabbi Yochanan, no timing. The Yom Rulam, Rabbi Yochanan, and Mavkrav, no yetzalach erud, but tzarek get shichrur. Now let's get a little bit into that question. Gufa. Omar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Mavkrav, no yetzalach erud, the tzarek get shichrur. Now Rabbi Abba was convinced that he had a brilliant question, and that this brilliant question was like, whoa, it was going to blow everybody away. So here is this amazing question, really beautiful thinking. So Rabbi Abba asks from Ula from the following. We know that there's a halacha of a ger, where if a ger dies, he has no yorshim. Unless, of course, he does. But I'm saying if he had not gotten married and had children after his gerut, he doesn't have any yorshim, because whatever his connections were biologically earlier, they're no longer functional in terms of yorshim. And the mela, the first person who takes the nechasim of the ger, is kind of those nechasim. So it says there that a ger who dies, and people come and they take his things, and among his things, bizbizu yisrael nechasav vayubem avadim. The halacha is that those avadim, ben gedolim, ben ketanim, konu atzmam, the avadim were the first people to get hold of themselves when the ger died. So before anybody could come in, they already cut it themselves.
And without therefore, having to say anything or do anything, it's like an automatic...
I am me, am I not? And I don't have an adayim that shaylet on me, so that's it.
So they're not hanging in limbo. They're
exactly. Okay. So therefore, they were the first ones. They take themselves b'nai
hefker. If they're in a coma, though, then they are.
Say what?
They're in a coma.
All right.
Go get a haircut.
And right before you died, if you're holding the edit, could you prevent that?
No. So Ben Tanim Ben, what do you mean? Oh, you mean if you mean not the owner?
Right.
Well, how could you? Why are you there first?
Because as he dies, I'm already holding him. It means nothing.
But he's holding himself. I'm wondering, you're holding him. What would you? How would you? How is the holding him going to make him an heaven? So b'nei kori abba shaul omer, only the gedolim kanu atzma, right? Because I mean, they have a kinyan, but a katan doesn't have a yad to be kinder because he doesn't have das, and therefore ketanim kol amarzik b'hem zachabem. Now, I don't understand, said Rabbi Abba to Ula. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that a mafkir avdo requires a get shichrur, where is the get shichrur? Mi katav get shichrur le'elu. So you're saying the kanu atzma b'nei chorin seems to be saying that they can marry a Jewish woman and so on. Why, according to you, there's no get shichrur. So how does it work to be kanes atzma? So Ula turned aside and scratched his head and said, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This guy's better. Got to start going back to yeshiva, let me tell you. So, Domi, hi, Mid Rabbona. This guy appears to be someone who never learned how to learn. You know, he asks stupid questions. So, Lo Gamir Inchi Shmaitza. He never learned anything. He doesn't know Olivet. What a bizarre. But why? It looks like a good question, doesn't it? It sounds like a great question. Guy died, so now it's Bafkar Avta, and now there's no get shit for it. So he was kind of himself. In other words, what is basically the issue here? Isn't the issue the question of whether the monetary ownership is ipso facto the abdus? And the loss of the monetary ownership and its transference to the eved is ipso facto shikur? That's the question. Or do we say that there is some other issue that is required to create chayus? I mean, this is the machlokes we have. Rav Shmuel says he doesn't need to get shikur. Rav says he does need to get shikur. Rabbi Yochanan says he does need to get shikur. Rabbi Abba seems to be making a very nice point. Here it's saying that ipso facto ownership of oneself means that you're a ben chorin. Without further ado, I mean, what Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are suggesting is that there is a status that has to do with something that the Torah defines as part of the modality of gerut or real freedom and so on, which is more than simply not being owned. By the way, the same thing happens to Klal Yisrael, right? So first they go out free from the Mitzrim on Rosh Hashanah. There's no longer any avdut. The mitzvim are being mafkir their avonim, essentially. Nonetheless, they're not considered to be yotzim in Mitzrayim and to be niga olim, but the darg of Yisrael and to have a brit milah and everything else until after the geula. There's two different stages. So over here, that's you're saying there's two different stages. If you're telling me that we need to have a get shechrur, where was the second stage? Who created the level of the kedushas Yisrael? And yet, who is making fun of them? Like, this stupid question. Why is this a stupid question? Amram Nachman, because Ula takes for granted that the dinim that we've had all through this Masechet, in which a Eved needs a get, shichur, and a woman needs a get, so to speak, shichur, and those are compared in the posik of lo, lo, mi, isha, v'kotav, lo, sefer, kritut, and then we have chufsha, lo, nitan, lo, bayashivcha, that the din over there is exactly the same. But if it's exactly the same, if a woman's husband dies, does she need a ger? A get? No. So if an Eved's husband, so to speak, dies, does he need a get? No. So all that is needed is the transference. Of course, in that case, the value is the only issue. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with this guy's thinking? He's bringing me a case where the owner died, and he's comparing that to the question of an owner that was mafkir, the monetary component? What's wrong with him? So, Kosovar Ulo Avdo de Gerski Ishto. Ishto, when he dies, requires a get? No, Mishtacha below get. So, Avadava Mishtachim below get. So, wait a minute, really? So, if that's the case, wouldn't that be true, even if it's not a ger? I don't understand. And if it's a Jew, a normal Jew owns an eved, so why don't we say the moment that he dies, it's like a divorce? Right? The owner died. You don't need anything else. What are you looking so confused for? If you're comparing the ownership of an eved to the ownership of a woman, and a husband who dies no longer owns the woman, and she is now married and marries somebody else, then any owner of an eved, if he dies, should free the Eved.
Instead of going to his Yorshim.
Oh, answers the Gemara, because the Torah says it goes to the Yorshim. That's exactly the point. Because Ramah Krov, itnachaltem otam livnechem acharechem l'reshet achuzah. It's because in the death of the owner, there's another owner automatically in his place. And therefore...
But he's not a ger. When is he so...
Right. Therefore, obviously, we can only theorize about this possibility in a case of a ger, because otherwise there is no case where the owner dies. The owner cannot die.
There's no concept of ownership.
There's no concept of death in ownership. The ownership will continue going.
Until there are no more.
There's no such thing as until there is no more. Unless the mountains crumble into the sea, and you will no longer stand by me. You know. But other than that, okay. It's actually a pasuk.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Which one?
Oh, come on. You don't remember that beautiful shir that talked about the comparison of stand by me?
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with you? See, nachaltem hotam livnechem acharechem l'reshet achuzah. Wait a minute. Okay, so let me create an alternative case that achieves the same end. A guy is mafkir his eved, and he dies. So now, being mafkir the eved, he prevents there from being any ownership of Yerusha, because there's no longer any monetary value.
Aha.
So you're saying, but now that eved still requires a get shikrur. Okay, but he died. So whatever elements of connectedness were left in terms of the isser component, there should be no longer any problem, because if a husband dies, there's no longer any Isser components that are left. So too, if an owner dies, there are no longer any Isser components. So you'll say, okay, maybe that's true. Ah, and you would say that. But then how do you explain the fact, Alama Amar Amemar? So why then does Amemar say that Hamafkir Avdo Umeit Oto Eved Ein Lo Takana? There's nothing that can be done for this poor guy. Because all that happens is nobody owns his value, but, and therefore there's no Yerusha, but no one will be able to write him and get shikra. And therefore he'll never be able to marry
nobody. Nobody owns him.
Is he still an Eved?
For what? For marrying a bat karin? Yes.
but for owning and no. property?
No.
So he's an unowned Eved.
Right.
But it says an Eved has to have
he's
a
He's not yet a Bat Yisrael. Not ready to marry a Bat Yisrael. But according to what you said, death always frees. I mean, that's divorce Italian style. Right? So there's always the option. He does, but not in terms of marriage. That's what Rabbi Yochanan and Rav hold, right? Because there's going to be left the din of the Shmuel. Yeah, okay. So you're right, says Amemar Kasha. I don't know how to explain Amemar. But, I mean, theoretically speaking, it's, you know, maybe he's wrong. I don't know. Omer of Yaakov Ariri, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Ka'abat Sha'ul. Okay, so bottom line is, when we had our entire discussion over here, then the Halacha is that indeed we paskin that the Eved is Yotze, and he requires the Get Shechur. Now, the question is, did you hear that? You heard Rabbi Yoshua say that? That there's a difference between the Gedolim and the Ketanim, and that we don't paskin, that it doesn't matter whether it's Gadol or Ketan, or you figured it out from some other place? So I want to know whether Beferush Mielachav, that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi holds, that the difference in the ability of the Eved to be Kona himself, whether he has Das or not, which is Abashol Shita, it is Yotze Lecheres, but only if he is Godel, and if he's a Kotan, anybody can grab him, or did you figure that out of something else that was said? All right, come on, cough it up. What do you think I figured it out from? Let's hear. Well, because I know that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said the following. It was a maisa that they came in front of Rabbi. A guy says to him, "Nityashti miploni avdi." I give up. Right? Now, I give up means I'm mafkrim. I don't hang anymore. I can't take this guy. Okay. So now, what would be the did they asked Rabbi about his being allowed to marry? Well, Marlahem, so Rabbi said to them, well, look, there's no possible way that he can marry unless he gets a get shichrur. Now, Rashi learns that this means there's no way he can marry anybody. He can't marry a shivcha because he is monetarily mishuchrar, and he can't marry a bat chorin because he is not kedusha-wise mishuchrar. So he needs a get shichrur. And the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, where does Rabbi get that from? My time at a Rabbi, he learned it out from the Hekesh and the Pasuk. Gomar la la, chufsha lo nitan la, compared to the katav la sefer kritut. Just like an isha requires a shtar, an eved also requires a shtar. Okay, now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that. Now, here's what I'm chayshid you about, Rabbi Zera. Now, maybe you're too smart for your own bridges. Because maybe you're saying that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi paskins like Abishol, and that only a Godol can be Kenes Atzmo, because you made the following diuk in this statement that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi was quoting from Rabbi. And you were understanding like this. Since I just quoted you, says Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, that Rabbi is learning it out from Lola Ki Isha, and therefore he holds in Lo Takana. Is it also not the case that a woman who gets a get is only dealing with non-monetary issues? The get has nothing to do with mammon, correct? It's only iser. And your diuk was that la la me'isha means, just like the nature of a get is clearly understood by all and sundry, that a get is an instrument of iser. It is not an instrument of finances. It may be proof of something else in finances, ksuvas, whatever, but that's not what the get is about, correct? And therefore you understood that if the Torah is comparing the two sugyas, it's got to be telling me, af eved nami, isura velo mamona. And therefore an eved has got to be able to be yotze in terms of its iser, not mamon. which means that an Eved Katan, Rebbe never would have said what he said. Because if the Eved was a Katan of a Ger, what happened to the Mama? So Rebbe was only pointing out that in cases where we do not have a monetary component, we do have an Isser component. But if there's something else hanging over us, it cannot be dealt with by writing a Get Shichur. It can only be dealt with by dealing with Mammon. And that means that Mammon and Isser are two separate issues when it comes to Avadim. And if that's the case, how would the Eved of a Ger Katan be Kona Atzmo? And you were quoting Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi based on that as saying, and therefore the halacha must be like Abba Shaul, who holds there's a difference if he's a Katan.
Who's a Katan?
The
Eved?
The Eved, who was the Ger died. Right. Abba Shaul said if he's a Katan, then he can't be Kona himself. Yeah. And then the first guy that comes in still owns him. And I think that's why you quoted Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, even though Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi never said it. Oh, it says Rabbi Zera. Well, that sounds like a pretty good thing. Is there some problem with that? And supposing that was the basis of it, what would be your complaint? Oh, I have a big complaint. Omarlei, because how do you know to be Medayik in that direction? Adarabba. You could be Medayik exactly the opposite. That Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi holds that halacha is not like Abba Shaul. And how, pray tell, would I do that? Because I would say that just like a gate is able to remove the din of the Ishut, Bein Gdola, Bein Kitana, this means that an Eved Nami, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan, that the concept of Avdut is a concept that is not based on the Mominus, and therefore, if there is no Adon, then he could be Yotze himself. So now, the moment of truth has arrived. Well, did you really hear it or not? Well, now that I put you through the hoops, I can tell you, yeah, I really heard it. The fair Shmuel, he actually told me the fair. I'll look at Kabbal Shaul. I just wanted to hear what you were thinking.
Psych.
V'Rebbi Chiya Barav, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have exactly these same words repeated in the opposite direction, because Rabbi Chiya bar Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying we don't paskin like Abba Shaul, and it makes no difference whether the Eved is a Katan or a Gadol. And here too, Rabbi Zera attacks Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and he says, "Aha! But did you really hear Rabbi Yochanan say that, or did you just make it up based on something else he said?" So Befer Shmielcha Mechlola Shmielcha. Well, what exactly would I have been faking in my caller? The Amr of Yehoshua ben Levi, Amlul if they Rebbe Nitya Ashd be Ploni Avdi Mahu, and he said to them, Omer Ani Enata Kanal Abishtar, and Rabbi Yochanan explained what's the basis of Rebbe Gomar Lolami Isha, Ma Isha Bishtar Afav and Nami Bishtar, and I am Choshed you, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I am Choshed you. That maybe you are Bedayek the following Diyuk. And you said, well, if we learn out Lola Miisha, then just like by Anisha, there's no difference between a Gedola or a Katana in the state of Ishut. So too in the state of Avdut, there should be no difference Ben Gadol, Ben Katan. Yeah, okay. So what's your complaint, if that's the way that I learned it?
What was I thinking?
Yeah, V'imich Lola Mai, what would be so bad? Tell me, what would be so bad? Because then I would say, Adarabba, you could be Medayik the opposite. These are two mirror circuits, right? So you could be Medayik the opposite. You could say, just like a get of an Isha is by definition a document that deals only with elements of Isser, not Mama, so too is the issue with Eved that has to do with freedom only an aspect of Isser, not Mama, which has to be handled separately. And therefore, on the contrary, you should pass it. Okay, now that I hear you. Now that I put you through the hoops, I'll tell you. I heard it beferish, okay? Amalei beferish mieli. Omar, you said that Rebbe said to them, Omar ani eno takanai ela bishtar. Now, the problem is that a brayta quotes Rebbe as saying, Omar ani afu noten d'mei atzmo v'yotze. He can pay his own damim, as we had, in the case of the Gizbar, if you recall, right? He can pay his own money to the Gizbar, somebody who's Magdish Avdo. Now I don't understand. Does Rebbe hold you absolutely require a shtar, or does Rebbe hold that there's a din of kesef? And if I, the Eved, give my value to the Gizbar after the Odin gave me over to Hegdesh, that then I'm Yotzei L'Chiras. I mean, how you can't support both of these statements? He didn't mean that you need to have a shtar. He was saying, Ochikoma, O bekesef, O bishtar, that he could also have a pidyon, because pidyon, remember, that posik of la la mi isha, what was it referring? The ochuf shalo nitanma, it began with the words hefda lo nivdata. Now wait a minute. That means that there's a concept of pidyon. Now, we're not simply talking about mechira. We're talking about pidyon. So, in other words, an eved who buys himself back is the equivalent of chufsha nitana, because the pasuk says either one. So, if hefda, that means that the Torah is saying that it is possible to buy yourself back. So, that means if, in fact, he gives the money to the Gizbar, then he would not require. That's what Rebbe was saying. What's it saying? I was saying in this case, where the guy was minyayish, there's nothing happened. Had the guy given the money for himself, then Enochinami, I would have agreed. That's included in La La Me'isha.
For himself.
So it's a whole broad issue now, much broader than we thought, because the Torah is now creating two possibilities of Yitziah. Obikesef obishtar. But in this case, he cannot buy himself back because there's no monetary element left. The guy was mafkir. So who's he going to buy himself back from? Nobody owns him monetarily. That's what Rebbe was saying. In this case, where the guy said, forget it, I'm mityayish me'evin, he has nobody to buy himself back from. Because nobody has his monetary value. So I'm saying, therefore, says Rebbe, you're left with no other etza. Since there cannot be a hevda, all that's left is la. And la is get shtar. That's what I was saying. Boy, things are getting really, really beautiful, huh? So I park ala kaspe. So now there's no kesef to pay. V'la fuki mi'aitana. Now this is all against when we said that you can use money to buy yourself back, that is not true, Aliba, the following Tana. And, of course, we already saw in the whole bright about the Gizbar that it was only Rebbe Shita that said the Eved can buy himself back, and that would be sufficient. The Tanakama said the Gizbar can sell him to somebody, and that buyer can free him. But the Tanakama did not agree that the Eved could buy himself back, which means, clearly, there is a machloket about whether there exists a concept of pidyon which is independent of get shichur. And what is that? This is Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Akiva. Yo'ochu, yehe kesef gomer ba, kederach shishtar gomer ba. So you might think that the shivcha, who pays her own value, completes her shichrur exactly as if she got a get shichrur, which is exactly what Rabbi said it does, right? So Rabbi Akiva said, oh, no. You might have made that mistake and thought that. Talmud lomar, therefore, the Torah puts together hevdel lo nivdata o chufsha lo nitanla, which comes to tell me, ura kola parasha kula lo chufasha. The idea over here, the underlying issue, remember the context in order to understand this. The context is we're talking about Shivcha Harufa. So somebody has married this woman, but this woman is not completely marriageable because Hevdalo Nivdata and Hufshalo Nitan La. There is no din of a Chiyuv Mitan, somebody else who sleeps with her. Ki lo chufasha. Because the bottom line is ki lo chufasha. Wait a minute. So what happened to the hevdalo nivdata? How come you don't repeat both? First you say hevdalo nivdata, o chufsha lo nitana. And then you say the reason that we're not going to kill this guy, lo yum tu, there is no chiyuv of mita. Why not? Ki lo chupasha. How did that happen? Clearly, says Rabbi Shimon, ur'a kol ha'parasha kula lo chupasha. That's the whole point the pasuk is making. The point the pasuk is making is that despite the fact that there may have been an exchange of money, and despite the fact that there was only a partial exchange of money, but there was in the end no chupasha, because the chupasha requires a shtar, therefore we do not have a completely freed woman who would be subject to the dinim of kiddushin, in which case somebody who slept with her would be chayav mita. Mm-hmm. Instead, we have, no matter how much money passed hands, it doesn't say Havdalon Ifdata to tell me that if the whole thing had passed hands, it would have been enough to take the place of chupasha, like Rebbe is saying. It's saying even though it was only partial money had passed hands, nonetheless, she's not considered to be a complete shivcha. But she certainly is not about chorin because lo chupasha. Bottom line is ur'ah. Ur'ah means the whole thing pours out in the open, and what's left hanging there on the counter? Ki lo chupasha. That's all I care about. That's the point. So ur'ah kol ha'parasha kula lo chupasha. And what do you learn from that? Nomar lecha shtar, and only shtar, could possibly have changed her status to be a bat chorin, would be gomerba, ve'ein ha'kesef gomerba. There would be nothing to do just because she paid, even if she had paid everything. Would it still be true that lo chupasha? Yes. And therefore that's all that counts. Rebbe, who says what you need to look at is only Hevdalo Nivdato Chuvshalo Nitan La, is wrong. Because then it should have repeated both of those issues at the end of the pasuk to justify the loss of the status of Kiddushin. And it doesn't. It only says the words Kilo Chupasha. Omar Rami Bachomer, Reb Nachman, Halacha Rebbe Shimon. That's very persuasive. Reb Yossi Bachomer, in Halacha Rebbe Shimon. Oh boy, that helps. So Reb Nachman by Yitzchak finds Rava Bar Sheila, and he was right there at the door of the Beit HaKnesset. Before you go in, could you tell me? I'm so confused. Aloha, in aloha. I keep hearing different reports. Oh, my Lord, look, I'll tell you what happened. Ani omer in aloha. I hold we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. These Rabbonin came from Mechuza, right? And they quote Rabbi Zera saying, Bishmed Reb Nachman, that Allah is like Reb Shimon. Now, I knew something was fishy. So when I went to Surah, I found Reb Chiya Bar Ovin. And I said to him, can you just tell me easy, like, what happened? I mean, how come everybody's got a different story about whether there is Allah or not Allah? So, Emily, easy. I'll tell you what happened. It was indeed a confusing situation and people misinterpreted. Here's what happened. There was Ahi Amta, the Havimora Shriv Mira. There was an Amma who was owned by a guy who was on his deathbed. So Atya Bachya Kame. So she comes in front of him. Now, today we have a Mokr Gomor for the dinim of house elves and Dabi. What's the halacha if you throw a cap at a house elf? So the halacha is, in terms of Harry Potter, the elf goes free.
That's only a sock.
Now, it doesn't have to be a cap. No, this could be a cap also. Right? That's what Hermione was doing, was making these little caps. Yeah. Okay. So she comes to the other, and she says, how long are you? You're going to die and leave me to the children now. How long? This poor woman, I eat it her whole life, she's a shivcha to you, at least free me before you die. Shoka kumte, so he takes his little bed cap, and Shadabani throws it on his shivcha. And he says, take the cap and be free. Kiniya hu kini nafsheh. There you go. Clear mocker. Oh, so we'll see. They came to Reb Nachman, and Reb Nachman says, all romantic, but lo asav lo klum. He accomplished absolutely nothing.
Nice.
So she's still a shivcha. Now, people looking jumped to the conclusion that the reasoning of Reb Nachman was man dechazes sovim b'shem dalach Reb Shimon. See, they thought that he was passing like Reb Shimon, that she does not become free just because he freed her. Where's the get shichur? So they said, oh, he paskin like Reb Shimon. But that had nothing to do with it. It wasn't because it was Reb Shimon. Velohi. He wasn't saying she can't get married to a fully Jewish person because she doesn't have a get shichur. He was saying that she remained an Amma. Why? Because it's very simply, he was trying to be giving her a kinyan chalipin on herself. But a kinyan chalipin has to be in exchange for the kinyan, the kalim of the person who's making the kinyan, not the kalim of the person who is giving the kinyan. And over here he took his own cap and threw it to her. So had they exchanged, if he had said, give me your cap, and he had taken her cap, then maybe Reb Nachman would have said, she can even marry a Ben Koran, and Halacha would have been like Reb Shimon. All he was saying is he didn't do the kinyan correctly. That's all he's saying. So Memela, in this case, it was Kelav Shomakna. Omer of Shua Bar Achitoy, Omer of Amnuna Saba, Omer of Yitzchak Bar Ishan, Omer of Luna, Omer of Amnuna. Finally, a psak. Halacha Reb Shimon, but it ain't true. Lo, you ain't halacha Reb Shimon. Very good. Tashma, Hamagdish Avdo Oseva Ochel Shelo Igdish Al Adamav. Nah, many Rabbi Meir. By the way, it's got to be Rabbi Meir. Ochinami Mistavra, because the Tony Seifa V'chein Hu Shigdish Atzmo Oseva Ochel Shelo Igdish Al Adamav. I mean, Iyamet Bishlam Rabbi Meir. We could say that basically we're translated his words to mean Domi Olai, right? But if you're going to tell me that it's the Rabbonin, Eliab Rabbonin, Bishlam Avdo, fine, the Domi Koi, but he doesn't have any Domi, he's not a Domi Koi. Let me get to know. Hamagdish Avdo, Ein Moalim Bo, Rimbishu Megam Lilam, Moalim Bissaro, my Labaka Miflage, Mar Savar Kodosh, Mar Savar Lo Kodosh. That is ridiculous, but Tisbara. If that were the case, why would we be arguing about Ein Moalim Bo, Ein Moalim Bo? We would just argue whether Kodosh or Eino Kodosh we boil it. So clearly, Kuli Alma Kodosh. The question is, Mar Savar Avda Kibikar Koi Domi, therefore there's no Mila. Mar Savar Kibitatli Domi, there is Mila. No. Because the Yochel and Miflege Bissaro, it would be no get all heaven. Miflege Begufo, so obviously Kuli Alma hold Avda is Kibikar Koi Domi. And the only question is about Saro, Al Medli Gazes Kabiflege. Mar Savar Itzki Gozes, and therefore it's not Karkoi. Umar Savar Lachka Gozes, and therefore it's Karkoi, and there's no Mi'ila. Leima Hani Tanoi, Kani Tanoi, the Tan Rebbe Meir Omer. Yesh Torim Shem Kakarka, Veinan Kakarka, Vein Chachamim Odim. Okay, Tzad. Erse Gefanim Tu Not Masarti Lecha. Vahala Omer. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, but actually, in an Elachamish. So Rabbi Meir Bechaye, Vechachamim Omer, Kolam Achuba Lekarka, Reil Kakarka. Vomer Rabbi Yezbre Bechanina, the case over there is referring to Anavim, Om Doti Batzeri Kweinayim. Rabbi Meir Savar that it's Kibitzuro Damian, and Rabbonat Savi Lav Kibitzuro Damian. No, afilu tamer Rabbi Meir. At kan lo kamer Rabbi Meir hatam el ba'anavim, because kokama de kayomim mikash kachishi. Mashen came by here, he would never have said that. Och, kokama de koyash buchi mishpach. Kisolik rebchir bar Yosef amra al haishmait to the Rav, kamen de Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, Marley, Omar Rav Hochi? What is that supposed to mean? Vu lo Omar Hochi. Vu Omar ulam Rabbi Yochanan mafka avde yotzu vacher zesurich get shichro. No, no, that's what he was saying. Ochi kamer, Omar Rav kavati. And all he heard was that it was Yotze L'Cheres without the Get Shichru. That's all he said. And that's Rabbi Yochanan the time. And Rabbi Yochanan, I'm afkir of the Yotze L'Cheru, but Tzarech Get Shichru. Gufa. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, I'm afkir of the Yotze L'Cheru, Vitzarech Get Shichru. Hate the Rabbi Ula. And how do you understand this? Mikatav get shikur la'elu. Omar oifa voy. Oh God. Tell me, I'm in Rabbanagol Gamri Inchi Shmaitza. Why? What are we missing? Time of mine. Amrim Nachum, because Kasova Ula Avdo de Geres Ki Ishto. If Ishto Mishtacha below get. So obviously Avadavar Mishtachim below get also. What's Nafkamina also? Well, we got Megadol either. Yoke Apilo Yisro Nami. Ah, it's a different issue. Amakom Yisrachaltim Otanu Venechem Achrechem Loris Bachuza. There's no such thing as somebody dying. So Yoke, if he was first Mafkir Avdo and then he dies, it should work. No, okay, fine. I don't know how to explain a memar to you, you know. A memar kasha. Omar, Rabbi Yaakov, Baridum, Yishuv ben Levi, halacha ka'abashol. And there's a difference between the Kotan and the Gara. Omar le Rabbi Zeilu, Rabbi Yaakov, Baridi. The fair shmielacha, omar klala shmielacha. What would be the klala, tell me? The omar, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, omar lefnei Rabbi. Omar Ditya Ashti Miploni Avti Mao, and Rebbe said, Omer Ani Inlo Takonel Bishtar. The Omer Bielkan, my time, the Rebbe Gomar Lolo Misha, Maisha Bishtar, Afed Nami Bishtar. And I figure that this was the Michlola, that you could act to be, not Kisha, just like an Isha, is only involves Isser Velomamona, Af Eved Nami, Isura Velomamona. No, so what's wrong with that? So the Michlola might. Omale, because Adarava, you should be able to be medayek dok min alo idach gisa ma isha ben gdola o ben ktana af evenami ben gadol o ben katan. All right, fine. Befer shmieli. Reb Chiya bar Ava Amar Reb Yochanan ein alaka ka Abba Shaul. Amar le Reb Zeil Reb Chiya bar Ava befer shmielacha o mechlola shmielacha. Ma echlola? The Amar Reb Yosher ben Levi Amru lifnei Rebbe nityash to riploni avdi mahu Amar lehem omer ani. In lo takana lo bishtar, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, my taima, the Rabbi, gomar lo lo mi isha, ma isha bishtar, af evenami bishtar, and I'm assuming kodayakta mina ki isha, ma isha ben gdola ben ktana, af evenami ben gado ben katan. Okay, so that sounds pretty good. Si imich lo lo mai, because adarabba, dok mina la hakisa, ma isha yisra valomamona, af evenami yisra valomamona. Omar le beferush mieli. Omar lehem Rebbe. Omar ani ein lo takarel bishtar. How do you explain that? If Rebbe was the one who said about the gizbar, Omar ani afu don't tend to me atzbo viyotze b'mneshukam okrolo. Where is the shtar? No, there, he didn't mean only bishtar. He meant in general, either through pidyon kesef or shtar. But in this case, there's nothing left of the pidyon kesef because of pakal kaspet. All of this is lafuki mi'atan. The tani Rabbi Shimon Amar Mishum Rabbi Akiva yochu ye kesef gomer ba kederach shtar gomer la, exactly like Rabbi just said. Talmud Omar veheftalo nivdata, and then what does it say? Kilochu fasha ur akal apasha kulolo lochu fasha lomar lecha shtar en omi shtar gomer ba ve'ena kesef gomer ba. Omar Rabbi Bar Chama, Omar Rabbi Nachman, Alochak Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Alochak Rabbi Shimon. Ashker Rabbi Nachman, Yitzchak Rava Bar Shila. Davikoy Apitcha Bevitzil Abel Alocha or Ein Alocha. Amale Ani Omer Ein Alocha. Rabban and Datu Min Bechuzah, they were claiming that Omar Rabbi Zerim Shpeit Rabbi Nachman Alocha. So I wanted to find out what the heck. So Ki Ata Lesura, Ashker Rabbi Chia Bar Oven was there. And I told him, can you just please tell me easy, like, Gufa Duv Da'echa Avi. Oh, Amali, the Maisura, so he Amta Da'avi, Mora Shchiv Mira. So she comes, and Atia Bachka come in. Amra like, Oy, Vavoy, Alemas Tishtabit Vetezo Ayitita. So Shoka Kumte Veshanaba. Amala Zil Kni, how Kni Nafshek. Oh, to the camera of Nachman, and he said, look, too bad, lo asav lo klum. So Manda Chazar Savar, because he held Alok Rabbi Shimon, and she would need to get shechur. That had nothing to do with it. Eloi, Alam Shrav Kelev Shal Makne, Om Rishon Bar Achitoi, Om Rav Amnuna Saba, Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav Amnuna, Alok Rabbi Shimon, and that should settle it, but it doesn't. Veloi, En Alachak Rabbi Shimon.